the father of Andrew.
Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Last year, the state legislature created a fund that would give money to strengthen independent music across Tennessee. The thing is, they didn't put any money into it. And this legislative session, state lawmakers voted down a bill to fund the account. Music and culture reporter Justin Barney has more.
The Tennessee Live Music and Support Act would have created a grant program to give $2 million to independent venues, promoters, and musicians in Tennessee. Once the money would be in the account, venues like The Five Spot or The End could apply to get a grant of $100,000. The bill was proposed to fight corporatization in the music industry and protect stages where artists develop their craft before going on to larger stages. It proposed to raise the funds by putting a tax on all concert tickets sold on the secondary market, which would raise the price of resale concert tickets. The bill moved through the lawmaking process with relative ease and bipartisan support. There wasn't even opposition from Live Nation, who owns Ticketmaster. But at the last minute, the bill was shot down in the Ways and Means Committee by an 11-15 vote. However, the fund is written into law, and proponents of the bill will look for private funding to create a pilot program, and then they may take it up next term. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Justin Barney.
Williamson County's ambulance service is struggling financially, and county officials are considering service cuts. Williamson Health, a private company that runs a hospital, offers the ambulance service. The county partners in an annual contract, which usually runs about $8 million. But the contractor is asking for a hike, an extra $5 million, reports News Channel 5. That's partly because Medicare and Medicaid programs like TennCare pay so little, they often don't cover costs. County Mayor Rogers Anderson says about half of the service calls are Spring Hill residents who technically live in Murray County. He says maybe Williamson County should serve only its own people. The county commission is also considering a new tax to pay for ambulance services. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.